Well, they call it the riff, and the head of the riff currently is Trent Merrin, who joins us on the line. G'day, Trent.
How you going, guys?
Good, mate. That was pretty good on the weekend.
Great result for the boys. Yeah, like I said last week, we worked really hard throughout the week to build some consistency, and to get a result like that was great for the club.
Yeah. Do you come away with a thrashing like that, mate, 40-0 over the Knights, and feel you got everything out of it you deserved, or does it... You know what I mean? I know it's a great win for you, but they didn't really put up a contest.
Yeah, no. We learned a lot from that game ourselves. I think there was a lot more we could have done amongst the group. I think defensively we weren't at our best. We've seen a few of the stats after the game, and they weren't up to our standard. So still a lot of work that needs to be done, especially coming up against Melbourne this week.
Well, hold on. You didn't give up one single point. So what did Anthony Griffin identify as you were still dropping off tackles?
Yeah, just there's a breakdown of stats that go into it, and that's what we look at. I know it was a great result on the scoreboard, but individually there was a few stats there that we needed to work on. So they're the things that we've been working on this week, especially coming up against a great team like Melbourne. You can't drop your head with them.
Nah, Trent, is that a bit of a bugger these days? You walk in thinking, geez, I reckon I went pretty good, and then next minute they get hammered. They check the computer and all the ISO video analysis and come out going, hey, you didn't go as good as you thought you went.
It definitely is, mate. You go to recovery, everyone's chirpy and laughing, and you come in and you sit down in the video room and you have a look at the sheet and you go, oh, no, here we go.
I'm going to copy you.
Fear of me.
Yeah. And how are you travelling, mate? Do you feel all the hard work before the season is going to pay off this year?
Yeah, mate, I'm feeling great, to be honest. The whole team's feeling good. Like I said, we're taking it one week at a time, but we've got a great facility out there, great training staff and medical staff there to get us all in tip-top shape for week in, week out footy. So I think that's the challenge, is to get the top 17 on the field each week. So it comes down to recovery and getting the body right so that we can do so.
And, mate, this is a completely sort of different new look, buzzing Penrith outfit from, you know, teams of the past, but everyone's going to be telling you in the build-up to this game against Melbourne that your record against Melbourne sucks. Yeah, that you don't go to Melbourne and win.
I've been told that a few times this week. So
already.
It's something, coming from the Dragons, we used to have the hoodoo against Canberra, and it was always a big thing leading up to it, and we end up knocking them off one of those years too. So I don't really believe in the hoodoos too much. I think if you listen to outside noise and you buy into it a lot, I think it puts a lot more pressure on there than what it should. So that hasn't been mentioned at all, and it won't be. So we're just focusing on what we can do throughout the week, and we'll do our homework on them tomorrow and head up there.
And I won't tell you then that the Panthers have only won two of their 17 matches in Melbourne.
Thanks, mate.
Why are you driving that one, mate? You know, sport's about looking up and being positive, and things can change, Terry.
Yeah, see, positive.
Negative.
People, I like it.
You don't need negative people.
Well, there you go.
You,
there's the positive. You've won two.
Gee, yeah, trying to build him up.
At least we've beaten them, so I'll run with that.
Yeah.
We want to talk to you winning next week, mate. But how do you take them on? Defensively is how they base their game, and they always find a way, Trent. How do you break them down?
Yeah, I think you can't switch off for that the whole 80. I think every player, left and right side of you, has just got to be on their game, and we just got to keep working and not switching off. I think we've done a lot of homework on ourselves this week, and we've worked really hard on ourselves. I think that's the main thing that you can control, is what you can do. So we'll do a bit more on them tomorrow, and yeah, mate, we're ready to go.
All right, which is good. What sort of footy do you play, mate? Do you keep with that attacking brand that the Panthers want to play with? Because I always get the feeling that if Melbourne are close, as Slats mentioned, they do get the job done. Will you play attacking footy against them?
Yeah, most definitely. The spaces present themselves, we'll definitely take them on. I think that's what we've been trying to do the last few weeks, and it's worked pretty well. So not much will change on our end. I think it's more a defensive sort of game that we need to focus on. I think they're a really strong team, tackling-wise, and we need to bring our A-game in defence.
I'll tell you what, it's a good challenge too, mate, because Peter Wallace, who's going enormous for you in the dummy half position, he's up against Cameron Smith, and already you know, we're talking about Peter maybe replacing Robbie Farah as the hooker for New South.
Yeah, mate, I love playing with Vol. Ever since I come to the club, he welcomed me with open arms, and he's one of those players. It's the hardest job to step out of the halves and step in a hooker role, and he's taken it head on, and it just shows his toughness week in, week out, getting in front of the big boys. He leads by example, and that's one player that you want to play with. So, mate, I'll put my hand up for him for Origin for sure. But at club level, he's definitely one of those players you want to be with.
And where do you see Billy Slater at the moment, mate? Do you take him on and think he's a threat yet, or not really?
He's always been a threat. I think a year or so out of the game doesn't change much with him. I think footy's footy. You don't lose that too much when you're away from him, especially a player like Billy. So, mate, we've got to watch out for him most definitely. He's going to pop up when you least expect it. So, like I said, we've got to bring our game in defence and target him.
Mate, it's one of the blockbusters of the weekend. Melbourne up against the Panthers. It's Saturday at 7:30 will be the kickoff. Trent, we thank you so much for your time. Have a successful trip to Melbourne and back.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Trent. I want Trent to hang up before I go through some other facts.
No, don't.
They've never won at Amy Park.
Okay.
The Panthers, right?
And he's still,
I've got
he's
another
still
one.
Talking to Mario.
I've got another one.
What?
The last five times they met anywhere.
They've lost?
Melbourne's won.
Right. Okay. Yeah, great.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that.
Stats are stats, I suppose.
It's a good game, this one. I look forward to it.
Yeah, you're negative.